the sort of key feature you see is all this repetitive DNA, the origin of the so-called junk DNA. These movable genetic elements forming a very large part of our genome. I'd say the thing we didn't expect is really genes haven't changed hardly at all during vertebrate development. We have virtually the same genes as a fish, and really, you know, the mouse and the humans, I never expected they'd be so similar. It's the same actors, but they come on stage at different time and they change their clothes slightly, and roughly the same genes can give you a mouse or a human. It depends when they work. And that, so we're learning an enormous amount about evolution.